I wanted to lead off tonight. There's some sad news in the world of broadcasting, Chicago broadcasting in particular. It has been reported by Robert Feeder. It is reported on a couple of other websites that Jerry G. Bishop passed away. Jerry G. Bishop was the original Svengoolie before Rich took over the character, became son of Svengoolie in 1979. He officially became son of Svengoolie. And then Jerry gave the title of Svengoolie to Rich, and he has been Svengoolie since. But Jerry G. Bishop was the original Svengoolie, and I remember vividly watching him on Channel 32 and just losing my mind. Loved his show so much. I thought he was so funny and so cool, and he showed horror movies, and he did bits. A lot of the stuff that Rich did originally came from Jerry. And then, of course, Rich, you know, has changed the character considerably and added a lot of great things because Rich is, you know, Rich Coves is a genius. And but Jerry created the character, and it's an interesting story about how Rich got involved. He sent jokes to Jerry G. Bishop when he was young. Jerry G. Bishop liked them, sort of gave him a writer's job on the show, and started to do bits and write bits for him and things like that. It's a great story, it really is. And then Rich has gone out, obviously, to become the Svengoolie of this generation that we know and love. But when I was a kid, Jerry G. Bishop was the Svengoolie. When I was a kid, and I watched it every week. I loved it. My parents loved it. We would sit in front of the TV and watch it. And he announced my name and wished me a happy birthday on one episode, and I almost went through the roof. It was like one of the coolest things ever. It was like, oh my God, Svengoolie just wished me a happy birthday, and I just went nuts and I loved it. So he was a legend, and not just for Svengoolie. He did so much more. He was such a talented and great broadcast guy, not just in TV, but also in radio, where he had hugely successful shows here and in San Diego, where he eventually moved. He opened up two Chicago-themed restaurants in San Diego while he was out there, and then started to do a show here in the early 2000s that he did from San Diego, but it was broadcast on a radio station here in Chicago. So he came back for a little while about 10 years ago on the radio here. And that was a fun run as well. I got to meet him twice, and he couldn't have been kinder. He couldn't have been more fun. And, you know, just watching Svengoolie, you realize the enormous amount of talent that this guy had. He was a real innovator and a great guy. And Robert Feeder wrote a really great little piece about him. It hasn't really hit all the newspapers yet. The Feeder's column and some of the other websites that broke the story. It broke around midnight tonight as we were coming in. As Dan and I were... Actually, Dan, you got a text or a call from one of the engineers here at GM.
Yeah, our guy Adam called and had seen it on Facebook and wanted to give us a heads up.
And was like, is it for real? And, you know, we didn't know. So as we're driving in, we get hit with this news that, you know, it's not confirmed or anything, but Jerry G. Bishop may have passed away. So we were just kind of, we got here, Dan was scrambling all over the place. Dan, by the way, has done a great job in the past couple of hours of gathering up a whole bunch of great audio. So, Dan, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it's like a last-minute thing we threw at you. But, you know, you got to do a tribute to a guy like this. So if you have Svengoolie memories or Jerry G. Bishop memories, if you remember, you know, when he was on, you know, on WCFL, during the golden era of top radio, top 40 radio here in the 60s and early 70s, he was, you know, it was amazing how successful WCFL was. They were right on the heels of WLS. And so they changed format at one point, and he lost his job, which went to Howard Miller. And in 69, Jerry G. Bishop joined WFLD-TV, Channel 32, as a staff announcer. 2 years later, he transformed his off-camera role as the voice of Screaming Yellow Theater into the live persona of a wildly funny and enormously popular horror movie host named Svengoolie. Rich Coves, Bishop's writer and protege, eventually inherited the role, which he made his own and continues today. And Rich was quoted as saying, he tweeted on Monday night, he was an incredibly talented and generous man, and I owe him everything. So we weren't going to bother Rich tonight, you know, to see if he wanted to come on and talk about it. It's pretty late, you know, and we weren't going to bother him, but we wanted to share memories that you had. If you have memories of listening to Jerry G. Bishop, who's a legend on WCFL or any other radio stations, if you have any Svengoolie memories, we're going to play some great audio. There's also great history, too. In Feeder's column, he says, he opens with, Jerry G. Bishop, and this is absolutely true, Jerry G. Bishop traveled the country with the Beatles. I mean, he did. He toured with the Beatles, Jerry G. Bishop. And, of course, how many amazing stories and what a truly incredible time that must have been for him. He worked as a major market radio and television personality for over 5 decades, and he created the original character of Svengoolie out of his fertile imagination. He will always be considered. He always considered himself a Chicago kid at heart, proud of his roots in the Lawndale neighborhood on the West Side. He even modeled his 2 restaurants in San Diego after his favorite hometown dining spots. Word that Jerry G. Bishop died at 77 evoked memories of his unforgettable run as a morning star on WCFL, where Bob Surratt is quoted as saying he was a great, great talent. Those WCFL shows were very, very clever. He was an incredibly talented and generous man, Rich Coe said. Bishop later worked at WMAQ Channel 5 and the former WMAQ before he moved to San Diego for a 13-year run as the host of Sun Up San Diego, for which he won 3 Emmy Awards. He also hosted an afternoon radio show there for 14 years. So not only did he have an incredible run here in Chicago, but he continued to have an incredible run in San Diego. He opened 2 waterfront restaurants in San Diego, a Greek place named after his the Chicago Greek Islands Cafe, and an Italian joint where the sign outside said, best Chicago deep dish pizza west of Wrigley Field. He last worked on the air as a weekend personality at Chicago's former Real Oldies station from 2003 to 2006, and he voice tracked the show from San Diego. He was born Jerry Gahn. He attended the University of Illinois and Columbia College, and he began his radio career in 1961 at the former WNMP in Evanston. He quickly advanced to stations in Washington, D.C. and in Cleveland, and as a top-rated nighttime disc jockey at Cleveland's KYW, he traveled with the Beatles on their 65 and 66 concert tours. The program director he worked with in Cleveland, Ken Draper, eventually brought him back to Chicago and put him on WCFL, and to this day people tell me he was the greatest radio ever. That it was the greatest radio ever, and they might be right, Bishop said in a 2001 interview. So Jerry G. Bishop has passed away. If you have comments or memories of Svengoolie, we would love to hear from you at 312-981-7200. If you listen to him on WCFL, if you were a Svengoolie fan, we're going to do a salute to a true legend, an unbelievable broadcast legend, Chicagoan and amazing guy, Jerry G. Bishop. You can send your texts with your thoughts on Jerry G. Bishop to 24720. Sign your name on those texts to 24720. And you can also leave your comments at facebook.com/Nick D Show. Yes, it's a salute to an amazing guy. Jerry G. Bishop passed away at the age of 77. All the details are not in as of yet. Only a few websites have run with it, I believe. Because the story broke so late, it broke right after midnight. Between 12 and 12:30 is when it started to come out. I'm sure that by the morning we'll have more details on what happened. But, yeah, Jerry G. Bishop passed away, the original Svengoolie. We've got great audio from Svengoolie and from Jerry G. Bishop that we're going to listen to remember how great and funny and talented he was. He was a radio legend and a true class act. And the world is emptier because of it. Nick DiGilio here on The Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of Trib Tower. And we're here till 5 a.m. And we are going to talk with Frank Farley. He's a psychologist at Temple University to help analyze the situation that happened in Washington earlier today, or yesterday, I should say. And we'll try to get his point of view on why something like that would happen and try to get behind the eyes of somebody who would do what they did in D.C. today. That'll be coming up a little bit later on, right after 4:30. And Steve Cochran coming up at 5. We'll hang with him after 5, and we're going to keep you company until then. The phone number is 312-981-7200. You can send your texts to 24720. Sign your name on those texts to 24720, or just go to Facebook and leave your comments at facebook.com/Nick D Show. On our way into work tonight, we found out that Jerry G. Bishop, the legendary broadcaster, and the original Svengoolie, who created that character that now Rich Coe's has taken and carried on in a brilliant way as well. And he has passed away. Jerry G. Bishop was 77. He had an incredible run here in Chicago on WCFL, legendary disc jockey on WCFL. He had an incredibly successful radio career in Cleveland that took him on the road in 1965 and 66 with the Beatles. And then he moved on to television, WFLD, Channel 32, where he was the voiceover guy for Screaming Yellow Theater, which was a late-night horror movie show. And then he went on camera and created the character of Sven Gulli for Screaming Yellow Theater, and then went down in legend. Worked over at WMAQ on the radio side and on the television side for years, moved to San Diego, and had an incredibly successful career there, including television and radio shows and two restaurants. Just an incredibly talented, amazing guy, the original Sven Gulli, and he's passed away. And we're going to play some audio and give him a little tribute tonight. And if you want to jump in here with your memories about Sven Gulli or anything that Jerry G. Bishop did in his years as a legendary broadcaster here in Chicago, we would love to hear from you. 312-981-7200, and I'll read your text, too, to 24720. This is Rita on WGN. Hi, Rita.
Hey, when I was in high school, Jerry G. used to do, in the morning at 5:45, the folk song of the day. And some of them were just average ones, but, well, I was a folky back then.
Yeah.
But some of them he wrote himself, and he had one really wonderful love song that he wrote, which for the life of me, I can't. Well, it's 45 years ago, but
sure.
Maybe it's up on YouTube someplace.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one funny thing he had a little old grandma voice who always used to say, "Get on some check and so." And anytime anybody had a problem, he'd play this little old grandma voice, "Get on some check and so."
That was the one thing. That was one thing that was consistent with Jerry G. Bishop was his fantastic use of sound bites, you know, on the radio. And he even brought all those old sound bites to television with Sven Gulli. And Rich has told me on countless times, you know, how he still uses the old clips from, like, the 60s and 70s that Jerry G. Bishop used to use.
Oh, and a big punster, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. He was great. I was so sad to hear of his passing, you know. Just a legend. A Chicago legend.
Okay.
All right, Rita, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, Jerry G. Bishop passed away. Now, Ted, you're too young, right, to remember Jerry G. Bishop?
No memory, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure that when, in the years that you worked for Steve and Johnny, that they probably had him on the
air.
Oh,
for sure, yeah.
And talked
just
to him. And,
from, you know, Rich Coase, too.
Yeah. And you know Steve and Johnny both knew Jerry G. Bishop, and really well. And it's just, you know. And Dan, you just from working on the show, I would imagine that's your only connection. Like, you don't have any youthful memories of Jerry G. Bishop, right?
Right. You know, just the legend from what I've learned from you guys.
Yeah. He was something. He really was. He was only 77, too, and just a great, 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 great broadcast talent. And we'll talk more about him. And we've got a bunch of fun interviews here. We've got an interview from a documentary called American Scary, which was a movie about horror hosts. And we've got this interview from that talking about him. We got the Screaming Yellow Theater show ending in a bedtime story. A hilarious interview with Professor Irwin Corey. And there's another guy that not a lot of people remember, but I love, Irwin Corey. And Sven singing and writing songs. And as you heard from the last caller, that he indeed was an incredibly talented musician and a songwriter as well. Just all around, he was an amazing guy. Jerry G. Bishop, the original Sven Gulli, passed away and left behind a legacy of amazing entertainment. And if you want to join us, it's 312-981-7200. You got to pay tribute to the guys who were before us, and this guy certainly was a groundbreaker. 312-981-7200. Send your text to 24720, and we'll read those on the air. Really sad to hear Jerry G. Bishop passed away. And again, I said I'm a huge fan my entire, you know, childhood, watching Sven Gulli, listening to him on the radio. Got to meet him twice, and he couldn't be nicer, more generous, or cooler. He was a great guy. More about Jerry G. Bishop coming up. We'll take a quick break. The news is next. Nick DiGilio here on The Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studios here until 5 a.m. We are every weekday morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., leading right into the big morning show with Steve Cochran. We hang out with him after the news at 5 every morning as well, and happy to do so. You can also hear me every Saturday night, 8 p.m. to midnight, unless there's a sporting event. Full show this Saturday night, including yet another visit from Roy Leonard, who now reviews movies on my show on Saturdays, and we'll do that right after the 8 o'clock news on Saturday night with the legend Roy Leonard. And speaking of legends, one has passed away. Jerry G. Bishop. We heard the news as we were coming in. Robert Feeder ran with it, and a few other websites ran with it. And I know that we'll have more details and more information coming, and more newspapers and websites will be going with the story as the morning progresses. But Jerry G. Bishop has passed away. Legendary radio and television personality here in Chicago, who had successful career in radio elsewhere, including Cleveland, where he was very successful, enough to travel with the Beatles in 1965 and 66. He came here to Chicago, rocked on WCFL, doing some of the greatest top 40 radio ever, moving on to television on Channel 32, WFLD, where he created Sven Gulli. He is the original Sven Gulli. Great stuff, amazing, and he went on to WMAQ Radio, WMAQ Television, out to San Diego, spent 14 years hosting a radio show there, hosting a television show where he won Emmys, ran two Chicago-themed restaurants in San Diego, and continued to live a very happy, a very, very wonderful life. And he left behind an amazing amount of memories. I grew up watching him as Sven Gulli. I remember him on WCFL, and I remember him on radio on MAQ, and I just have amazing memories about watching Sven Gulli on television. And he was a legend. I got to meet him a couple of times. Couldn't have been more professional and more pleasant. Couldn't have been a nicer guy. And he is absolutely a broadcast legend here in Chicago and elsewhere. So Jerry G. Bishop, the original Sven Gulli, has passed away, and we're going to remember him for a while here. We've got some audio that we're going to play, and we're also going to talk to you. 312-981-7200. You can send your texts to 24720, and I'll read those on the air. This is Chuck on WGN. Hi, Chuck.
Hi. 1957, doesn't show in his bio, but Jerry took some classes at Roosevelt University, and he was on our radio station, WRBC.
Oh, he was?
The reason I know is I followed him. The show was called Gone with Gone.
Oh, okay, because his name was Gone. His name was Jerry Gone. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That was his name.
Yeah.
And he and I did cross talk, and then I did my show, and he did his, and it was very nice.
Oh, that man, oh, man, that's something. So you've got some great...
How's that for a memory?
Yeah, that is an amazing memory. You got to do crosstalk every day with Jerry G. Bishop. That is pretty cool.
Right.
Were you surprised to see just how huge a success he became as the years went by, Chuck?
Very. Then I call that my, one celebrity moment in time.
Yeah, but you could always say that. If you saw Jerry G. Bishop doing Sven Gulli, you say, hey, you know what? I used to take over for that guy when he was done with his show.
Exactly. We did cross talk. Yeah, it was really fun.
That's cool. All right, Chuck, great memory. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thank you.
All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And if you want to send your text to 24720, do so. Leave your comments on Facebook, too. We'll read those. All right, let's actually listen to some stuff here. We've got some great audio. And, you know, as we know, I mean, he created Sven Gulli, and that is forever going to be maybe his top creation. And Rich Coase, the genius Rich Coase, my friend, is keeping it alive and doing it proud. But there's a movie that was called American Scary. It was a documentary focusing on horror hosts. And we have a Sven Gulli portion, which features interviews with Jerry G. Bishop. So this is from the movie, a documentary called American Scary about horror hosts. Certainly one of the most legendary was Sven Gulli, created by Jerry G. Bishop.
There had been horror movies in Chicago before. Marvin, for example, he was big. I remember his name when I was a kid, but I never watched it, frankly. So I was not, it was not a role model for me.
Boy, that thing gets heavy.
Where? Oh, yes. Listen, the time has come for scary things like monsters, ghosts, and vampire beings. Like horrible movies, all drippy and drooly.
And horrible jokes with me, Sven Gulli.
The original Sven Gulli, Jerry G. Bishop, was quick. When you talk about quick-witted, he was great.
Ladies and gentlemen, call it. Thank you, Bruce. And now, would you like to see more of tonight's feature, huh?
No!
I didn't think so. Well, they got no choice.
I was doing booth announcing, and I started doing voiceover, and now back to the movie. And it was just a voice. People started writing. Who is that guy? And little by little, it expanded.
And now it's been a great deal of stomach distress that we rejoin tonight's feature, and not a moment too soon either.
And finally, the station says, we're getting a lot of mail. Why don't we just see if we can go live with this thing? We did.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, yours truly will be right back after the following Atomic Holocaust.
Atomic Holocaust? What's an Atomic Holocaust?
About $9.95 plus tax and recapable tire.
He was crazy. He was the character. He was a goof. It's the kind of thing where, you know, during the commercial break, you run into the kitchen for more popcorn. And then you hear Svengoolie, so you run back. Quick, he saw it. It's going to start.
Most of the movies we showed were garbage. They were so bad that they were good. You know, we're talking pure camp.
Say, folks, don't you dare miss this program next week at approximately the same time. Our motion picture will be a real tearjerker. No matter how much you cry and beg, we're still going to show it. Good night, and see you later.
Once a week, you get to be this maniac. And it was so much, it was the early 70s, a lot going on. I know a lot of kids from the various colleges would just light up on Friday night, just smoke joints and watch Svengoolie and get happy. It was a way of life, you know.
Hey, how we doing? You want to hear more, huh? Okay, next fact.
There you go. I love that. I love that quote. They would light joints and get high and watch Svengoolie. I, unfortunately, was like 7 or 8 during that time, so I was not lighting up bongs or anything, but I was sitting in front of the TV and laughing my head off. Just hearing that, you can also kind of hear the influence of Jerry G. Bishop's character on Svengoolie now, on Rich, and how he changed it, but that the core of what Svengoolie was, even though he was the look of the character is completely different than what Rich does. He was much more of a hippie. If you look at Jerry G. Bishop's character, he looked like a hippie. He looked like a zombie hippie, and so that changed a little bit when Rich eventually took over. But he kind of kept the voice similar, and yeah. But great stuff. I mean, you can't really duplicate that. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. The great Jerry G. Bishop has passed away. The original Svengoolie, also a legendary radio host on WCFL and MAQ and in San Diego. Just a legend. 312-981-7200. Send your text to 247-20. This is Tom on WGN. Hi, Tom.
I remember Jerry G. Bishop from doing Dialing for Dollars. He would host movies 3 in a week. And then in the breaks, he would randomly call people to see if they could guess the amount of the jackpot.
Right.
Now, this is about circa 1970 or so.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't have UHF television. So frequently, most of the time, they didn't know what the amount was because, first of all, they weren't watching. And then they didn't have UHF television.
Yeah, because he would randomly blind call people, and they're like, "Well, I don't know what.
Right.
What are you? Who are you?"
Yeah. Then you'd have and you got to remember it was a different time then, so you have a lot of older housewives call, you know, answering the phone. They don't know what the heck's going on. Middle-aged women, they're not watching.
Yeah.
And then later on, it was done by Channel 7 in the mornings. They had a lady called Iona. I-O-N-A or something like that. Movies Dialing for Dollars with Iona.
Uh-huh.
But when you were just playing those clips, it reminded me, you know, I'm 55, so I remember Jerry G. Bishop doing, the voiceovers, reading the things on Channel 32. And he was pretty funny, and he would throw in little poetry there.
Yeah.
A la Nipsey Russell kind of stuff. So He was pretty good.
He was great, yeah.
But then Dialing for Dollars, it was pretty funny. You'd be watching, and you know, most people didn't know what the amount was, and then he would make jokes.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
TV personalities. I think Chicago TV personalities. He was one of my favorites, next to probably Bill Jackson.
Yeah, absolutely. All these guys were legends. You know what I mean? And I love the fact that Rich is continuing that. You know, there used to be so many local.
Right.
We've talked about how many great local television personalities there were, including, you know, Ray Rayner and so many other people that were local to Chicago. And you don't see that across the
Correct.
Nation that much anymore. Rich is keeping it going, and we should be very grateful that Rich is still doing it.
Yeah.
So, all right,
I would tell my kids and stuff, like Ray Rayner, he would come in, do a show in the morning, the Oliver O'Oliver at noon time, and then in the afternoon, he'd do the Dick Tracy show.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, these guys wore many hats, doing
right.
doing announcements,
Bob
hosting
Dow,
shows.
Bob Dow would read the news in the morning at Channel 9, but he wouldn't be on the air back then. He would just have some graphic up there, and he would just be reading it, and
yeah.
He wouldn't even be on camera.
Yeah, it's true. But it's a rich history, rich history in this city. You
yes,
know what
it
I mean?
Is.
Yeah. All right, Tom. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, great show, and one-time listener.
Thanks,
Take
Tom.
Care.
All right. Bye. Can we do the before we break here? Can we do the Gabe Kaplan thing? Gabe Kaplan was on. Now, Gabe Kaplan was on Svengoolie, and he introduced the feature. Do we know what year this is? Is there any year on this one? It's got to be the mid-70s, right?
It looks like 73.
73. Okay, here's Gabe Kaplan on Svengoolie introducing the night's feature with Jerry.
Hello there! It's work! Hey, the time has come for scary things like monsters, ghosts, and vampire rings, where just about anything can happen. Like tonight's coffin opener, comedian Gabriel Kaplan. Gabriel, listen. Before you introduce the movie, let's get the dummy with the cue cards over to the right camera.
Go to
the other camera, would you please? Otherwise, he can't be
the first
one. Okay, here's the movie.
Get it. Svengoolie presents...
Tell him.
Mario Andretti.
Yes.
Jay Paul Getty. Tommy Leonetti.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah, she's wonderful. Anna Maria Spaghetti.
Close.
Al Spaghetti.
Yes.
With, oh boy, Valentine Giacchini. Oh, one of the biggies. As Hamburger Helper.
And listen to the name of the movie.
She was only a cabinet maker's daughter, but you ought to see her drawers.
Wait a minute. They'll be back later. Maybe not.
All right. it's bringing back so many memories, you know, because the show was really insane. It really was insane. And like, completely... Gabriel Kaplan, but this is pre-Welcome Back, Kotter, obviously. That's funny. All right, we got more Svengoolie memories and Jerry G. Bishop memories to share. Jerry G. Bishop has passed away, and we're saddened. He is a broadcast legend, the original Svengoolie, a radio superstar here and elsewhere, and Chicagoan. 312-981-7200. Send your text to 24720. It's Nick DiGilio on WGN. Nick DiGilio here on The Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. when... Steve Cochran comes in. We've got some texts here about Jerry G. Bishop, the original Svengoolie. He passed away at the age of 77. Was an amazing DJ here in Chicago, radio personality, television personality, and the original Svengoolie. And, you know, a big part of my childhood was watching Svengoolie. 312-981-7200. Send your text to 24720. Dan in Oak Lawn says, Jerry G. was classic. It was radio where the personality made you want to listen, not because of what they did or made fun, or made it fun to listen to. Carrie said, this is truly a loss. There are a few innovators left, and Jerry G. was one of them. George says, I remember he always used to make fun of Slim Whitman and, of course, the rubber chickens, which continue. The chickens continue. Somebody was asking if the skeleton or the skull that he talked to had a name.
Yes.
I know that it's Tombstone now. I just can't remember. It's the full name of the skull now that Rich talks to is Zalman T. Tombstone. That's his name. I know it's Tombstone. I don't know if that was the name back then. I don't remember because I was very young. But I don't remember if that the name of the talking skeleton stayed the same. So we'd have to research that. If anybody remembers whether he was Zalman T. Tombstone back during the Jerry G. Bishop days, you can call us and let us know. All right, let's listen to another piece here. Let's do this. The Professor Irwin Corey. It's hard to explain who Professor Irwin Corey was. He was a stand-up comedian. He called himself the most brilliant man on the planet. He was a lunatic, little guy, gray hair, pretended to be a professor, and was his routines were hilarious. He did a commercial here. Maybe we can find the audio for this. I'm trying to remember. It was a used car commercial. And he says, Evanston, you can get Toyotas in Evanston. You can get Chryslers in Evanston. You can get this in Evanston. Where's Evanston? And he's got a map behind him, and he's got a pointer, because that's what he did. His bit was he would dress up like a professor in, like, robes and stuff and have a pointer. Where is Evanston? Right here in Texas. And that was the punchline of the commercial. It was a local commercial. I can't remember. Anybody remember the dealership in Evanston that Professor Irwin Corey did the commercials for? 312-981-7200. Right here in Texas, and that was the punchline at the end of the commercial. Anyway, Professor Irwin Corey, that was his bit. He was this older guy, and this is an interview with Professor Irwin Corey that was on Svengoolie back in the day. Jerry G. Bishop and Irwin Corey.
Svengoolie again, and we'll get back to tonight's SYT feature number one, Return from the Past, or I Remember Fred Hubbard. First of all, we'd like to welcome our guest, Professor Irwin Corey. Professor, you've watched the opening of the movie with Lon Chaney Jr. and John Carradine. How do you like the film so far?
Well, so far, we have nothing to remember so far. It was a wonderful musical by Oscar Hammerstein and Lorenz Hart.
You're watching the right channel?
A, Z, no, 3, 2.
Professor, you're appearing at Mr. Kelly's these days, right?
Not appearing. I attend the seminars.
I see.
We are having absolutely a marvelous time playing Pinochle with the help. It seems to be a dearth of people around.
You mean the crowds have been a little slim?
No. There's no crowd.
No crowd.
Oh, no. We'd have the police on our tail if we had crowds. We have a mob in the kitchen.
That's it.
But I'll tell you something. The Kellys has never presented a finer interim show between what's coming and what went.
Professor, you've been around the Chicago area. I understand you visited Berwyn the other day.
Yes.
True. Tell me about it.
Well.
Yes.
Actually,
I think that sums it up beautifully, yes. Professor, we've got to run now. You'll stick around for a while, right?
Well, you go back to your coffin and I'll go
okay,
around.
Okay, listen.
I just want to say that we're going to have some commercials here.
Would you please?
Otherwise, nobody will see this picture. One of the great things about commercials is that the people that are involved get paid. We do this for nothing. We are only telling you that Mr. Kelly's, although it's a Gentile name, it's owned by a Jewish guy. That's to get the Goyim in so that the people who are Jewish know who
we'll
is already.
Right back after
but this picture, yes. Forget it. I'm telling you
we'll
right
be back
now.
With more of the movie
tune in to
and
chat.
Professor and me. And who knows?
That's great. Oh, man, that is so great. This is great. All right, we've got some more clips we're going to play. We'll do it for a few more minutes after the news. Jerry G. Bishop, a true broadcast legend, has passed away. He was only 77. He worked at WCFL, did some major radio there, moved on to television, created Svengoolie, and moved on to San Diego, where he hosted a radio show for 14 years, hosted TV, won Emmys, ran restaurants. An amazing guy, a huge part of many of our childhoods, the original Svengoolie, and we God bless Rich Coase for keeping it going. And we've got some more great audio. This stuff is so fun, and it's bringing back so many memories. Your Jerry G. Bishop memories, call us, 312-981-7200. Send your text to 24720. It's Nick DiGilio on WGN. Nick DiGilio here on The Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN. And we're here till 5 a.m. Steve Cochran comes in at 5. And as we were coming in tonight in the car on the way in, Dan is kind enough to give me a ride. He lives very close to me, so we always come in together. And as we were coming in, news started to spread that we were hearing that perhaps Jerry G. Bishop had passed away. And indeed, Robert Feeder ran the story and broke it, and a couple of other websites ran it. And he did indeed pass away. Jerry G. Bishop, legendary radio personality here from Chicago, who did some incredible work on WCFL and then moved on to television and only created one of the most iconic characters in television history, Svengoolie. And that character lives on in the genius of Rich Coase. But Jerry G. Bishop, an amazing talent who my childhood would not have been the same without him. Just a huge, huge fan of his. And he was 77. He passed away, and had an amazing career. And we're sharing memories. If you guys would like to jump in with your Svengoolie memories, or your Jerry G. Bishop memories, if you remember him on the radio or television, 312-981-7200. Send your text to 24720, and I'll read those. And we've got more great memories here that we're playing. Some great audio from the Svengoolie days, and some of this stuff is just absolutely hilarious. And another legend actually visited the set of the show, another radio legend here, a Chicago radio legend. Larry Lujack actually visited the show to visit Sven at one point. And I believe this was from 1972 if I'm not mistaken. If I'm, because I think I kind of remember this. This is how old I am. This is how much of an impact Jerry G. Bishop made on me as a kid. I love the character so much, and I love the comedy so much. It was just sort of right up my alley, and I think it kind of subconsciously informed the kind of comedy that I would go on to like and write. So another reason why I get along so well with Rich Coase, who actually wrote for him. But yeah, this is another radio legend visiting the late, great Jerry G. Bishop, who we are paying tribute to, as one should, absolutely, this morning, pay tribute to Jerry G. Bishop. Here's Larry Lujack visiting.
Larry Lujack,
Hi there. I am Larry Lujack, the greatest disc jockey who has ever lived, died, or been reincarnated. And I am tonight's guest star on Sven Gulli's Screaming Yellow Theater thing. And we certainly hope that you're enjoying tonight's entertainment, family entertainment, for Mom, Dad, Junior, and Sis. And if you're not, I couldn't care less, because I'm getting heavy coins to be here anyway. Or otherwise, I wouldn't be here. I hate all of you.
You fucking are betting yourself. Roll them over me there.
Keep talking. You're burying yourself. See, that's kind of the way. That's kind of the personality that Lujack had. Now, you guys don't. You remember Lujack at all, Ted?
Very little.
Yeah.
My dad would listen to him. That's about it.
Okay. And Dan, any memories of Larry Lujack at all?
No memories. Just, you know, what I've heard.
I mean, obviously, the guy's a legend. The guy's a living legend. He was a grumpy dude, man. You know, I remember just like his wit was like really, really dry and really acerbic. And I thought he was a legend as far as I was concerned. He was just great. I loved him. And he was Captain Reverb. If you ever go back and listen to Lujack, like on LS, the classic days when Lujack was on LS, it's like, Larry Lujack. That's how you do the whole show. He would do the entire show with this much reverb. Animal stories. The clunk letter of the day. That he would do that.
Paul Barsky. Remember the Barsky Morning Zoo on Z95 in the 80s?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's reverb, man. And Lujack it was the whole show. He didn't carry on a conversation with people. All right, call 591 whatever and win tickets. It wouldn't just be a bit. I'd do it as a bit. Like if it's my inner head saying, what the hell's going on? That's when I'll do that. But Lujack would have the reverb going big time all the time. I'm surprised he didn't demand more reverb on the set of Sven Gulli. Because I didn't hear any reverb there. He was in enemy territory. He wasn't on LS at that time. Maybe he was just grumpy because there was no reverb. Maybe that's what it was. All right. Wade says, wasn't SETV's Count Floyd a shout-out to Sven? You would certainly think so. But, you know, to be fair, maybe it was, but there were a ton of horror movie hosts, and that Count Floyd on SETV seemed to me to be, like, taking all of the stereotypical classic goofy local horror movie hosts, throwing them into a blender and having Joe Flaherty just go. And Count Floyd rules. But I will say, the voice sounds similar. Count Floyd sounds a lot like Sven Gulli. Doesn't look anything like him, but he sounds a lot like him. Evan says, Mr. Bishop, Sven Gulli, may you forever rest in peace in Berwyn. Berwyn? And he forever changed Berwyn. That used to be just a regular suburb. Berwyn used to be, Berwyn. Not anymore. Anybody says Berwyn, it's followed by Berwyn. And again, Rich Coase keeping that alive, been keeping that alive for 30-something years since he's been doing the character. Ron says, the skull was named Zelda, and it had a voice like Geraldine, which Flip Wilson did. I remember that. I didn't remember it was named Zelda. But Geraldine was big. That was it. You guys don't remember Geraldine either. Flip Wilson was this African-American stand-up comedian who was very popular in the early 70s and the mid-70s, had his own variety show. And his main character was, he was in drag, and he was Geraldine, you know. The devil made me do it, honey. You know, that was kind of the voice. And so Zelda, the skull head that the original Sven Gulli would talk to sounded like that. I'm Zelda! It would be like that. I still have a few tapes of his old shows because my brother recorded them. In one, he thanks Rich Coase for sending a joke. That's how the whole thing started. You know, we've had our buddy Rich Coase on this show many, many times to talk about the origin of how he ended up becoming the son of Sven Gulli and Sven Gulli and how he met Jerry G. Bishop. It's a great story. Great story. Maybe we can get him on soon to reminisce a little bit about his work with Jerry G. Bishop, who we are paying tribute to tonight. Steven says, I'm listening in, and it's bringing back so many great memories. Life goes on. It's a little sadder, perhaps, but it goes on, as Steven says. All right. Let's go to Sven Gulli Street. All right, Ted, I think you may enjoy this.
Okay.
When I say Sven Gulli Street, what do you think it's going to be a parody of?
Oh, Sesame Street.
There you go. So, I'm saying early 70s, 70. Well, I mean, he hosted the show from what, 69 to 73, I think. From 69 to 73, I believe, or 74. So these are all early 70s clips. All right? Are we ready, Dan? All right, Sven Gulli Street.
Quiet, quiet. Well, hi there, future freaks, and welcome to Sven Gulli Street, where every day is a learning experience. Every night, you run for your life. There she goes. Today, we're going to look at the letter O.
Ow, ow, ow!
Not ow. The letter O. Got it? Not O. O. See, there's the letter O. Hello. O, see? O, as you can see, is a very handy letter, boys and ghouls. O is the kind of a... Gordon, would you look out, you big dummy? O is the letter that begins all of these following words. Words like... Of, huh? One of the big ones, O. See, is another word beginning with the letter O. Of course, the ever popular, I can't get it apart there. Another big word is of, off, out. another big word beginning with O is up, huh? And of course, og, huh? One of the famous words. And something I know your mommy said to you just the other day, oob. Very popular words, of course. Octoroon, which is the 10th cookie of the year. And of course, orc, which is a sea animal similar to a grampus. And, of course, another big word that O begins with is octagon, huh? O also stands for accident. Get it?
That's funny.
Today's Sven Gulli Street was made possible by a grant from Cary. Get it? Cary Grant. You get the humor? Okay.
There you go. There's your Geraldine-sounding voice right there. There's Zelda. And within that clip, the greatest sound effect of all time, which is ow, ow, ow. That's my favorite sound effect ever in the history of sound effects. We have to get that on our little instant replay thing, which now all we have is this and this and some other ones that we programmed, or I should say Adam programmed in. So... Oh, man, Sven Gulli Street, Jerry G. Bishop. All right. Now, I'm curious about this one, Dan, because you dug these up, no pun intended.
Where's that rim shot?
Hold it. There you go. Phyllis Diller impersonator. This is, I'm a little... Is there
this might be my favorite, actually.
Okay, is there just somebody who came by who visited Sven and was a Phyllis Diller impersonator, or
I'm making this in no offense to this person, but I can't tell if it's a woman or a man doing a Phyllis Diller impersonation, but they do one and he just tears her to shreds.
All right, let's hear it. This is Sven Gulli and a Phyllis Diller impersonator, early 70s, Jerry G. Bishop memory. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are watching the Sven Gulli Show. I'm the only man who has more problem with his hair than I do. His spell and mine stands on end. It's Beauty and the Beast.
Who's who? Which one's the Beast?
I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
You ain't going to get one either, I'll tell you right now. Is that a dress or a test pattern? What is that?
It's nervous.
Roll whatever you got there. Okay. I've never seen it.
Yeah. All right. That was back into the days in the early 70s when Phyllis Diller was on every show all the time. And I was happy about it. I love Phyllis Diller. She just passed away, right? She was like 100. Didn't Phyllis Diller just pass? And I think she reached 100. Or she was like 99 and she passed away. Am I right?
Passed away. She was born 1917 and passed away in 2012, August. So she was just over 95.
Wow, okay.
95.
Okay. There you go. Phyllis Diller visiting Svengoolie. All right, we got a few more audio clips to play here and more memories. If you would like to jump in, Jerry G. Bishop, an absolute legend, has passed away, the original Svengoolie and a radio god. And one of my heroes from my childhood. 312-981-7200. Send your text to 24720. We'll play a few more bits of audio in our as we continue and finish up our salute to Jerry G. Bishop, who passed away on Sunday. Nick DiGilio here on The Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studios here till 5 a.m. And if you would like to join us, it's 312-981-7200. Send your text to 24720 anytime you want, 24720. That's the number to send them to. Jerry G. Bishop, a legend in the world of television and the world of radio, passed away on Sunday, and we are giving him a tribute, and a tribute that he deserved much more. A true legend. He originated Svengoolie. He was an incredible radio personality, a television personality. And, you know, from my childhood, you know, my childhood wouldn't have been the same had I not watched Svengoolie every Saturday. And so I'm very, very thrilled to be listening to some of these great memories and sharing your thoughts, too. And I got some more here from the 608 area code. Nick, did Jerry G. ever have ties with Second City? The reason I ask is because two callers have recalled radio bits that were exactly like some of the early SCTV skits. It would be an obvious connection. I don't know if he had a connection. I think he did actually have a connection to Second City. And I don't think there was no connection between him and SCTV, which is SCTV was out of Canada. That was a Canadian show. All the folks that were on SCTV, Joe Flaherty, John Candy, Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara, Andrea Martin, they were all out of the Canadian version of Second City. So none of them trained here in Chicago. Some of them, I'm sure, maybe visited here and did some work at Second City, but they all are from the Canadian Second City. So I don't think there's a direct connection between Jerry G. Bishop and Second City TV, SCTV. But he may have like worked at Second City. I wouldn't be surprised. He was an incredibly funny guy and he was quick and obviously they were very, very fast and loose on the TV show. So there's great improvisation going on right there anyway. So I don't know, could be. Jerry's theme song is Link Ray, the guy Jimmy Page credits for doing the first song with Attitude. Yeah, that's Rumble by Link Ray. A classic tune, and Jimmy Page was a Link Ray fanatic. If you see the movie, it's going to get it might get loud. That's a movie about the guitars with the Edge and the Edge, Jimmy Page, and then the idiot.
Because that's also known as Jack White.
That's right. It's two guys that I want to hear talk about playing guitar, and then one guy I couldn't give less a crap about playing the guitar. That's how I look at that movie. It's Jimmy Page, the Edge, and the idiot. I like that film though. I think it's really cool. But not a big fan of that Jack White guy. All right, let's listen to maybe one or two more clips here. Let's just listen to Svengoolie interacting with himself. Jerry G. Bishop shows up to visit Svengoolie. And they sing a song. So here's Jerry G. Bishop and Svengoolie.
Now look, once and for all, the original Svengoolie and I were not the same person.
Oh, sure, but since you left Chicago and he disappeared, think of what we've been missing. No more green wig or sunglassed face.
Although you still make jokes about that Berwyn place.
Berwyn!
Oh, no female skulls. Get my goats.
He pay a buck a piece, Bobby.
And no Jeb Coldcuts Copic in his plaid sport coat.
All right, good evening, everybody.
In strange striped pants and sandaled feet. You
counted rubber chickens on Sven Gulli Street.
But that was Sven. That wasn't me. You know, I just did educational TV.
Educational TV.
I just came to see Sven Gulli
and deny that he was the first Sven, my dad. He just came to see Sven Gulli
and tell you your singing's really bad.
What do you mean? Your songs. Yes, this is your life. You know?
Oh, shut up, will you?
I'll get out of
here. There you go. Rich Coves and Jerry G. Bishop performing together. And, you know, basically Jerry G. Bishop sort of passing the torch to Rich Coves. And Rich Coves continues it. And I think that's kind of a great way to end this tribute to Jerry G. Bishop. I'm sure you'll hear more about it, but that was Rich and Jerry G. Bishop singing a song together. 1984 was the date on that, because I Just Called to Say I Love You came out in 1984. So there you go. So that's just a really wonderful way to end it, with Jerry G. Bishop and Rich Coves sharing the stage on television. And there you go. So Jerry G. Bishop, a legend, passed away, and I'm sure you'll hear more details as they break. The story broke around 12:15 as we were driving into work, and I'd be remiss if I didn't do a salute to a true legend. So, rest in peace, Jerry G.